Unitarian Universalist Society of Southern Delaware.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an on-premises electronic message center sign to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 5.91 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9, approximately 0.53 mile east of Dairy Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 261. The 911 address is 30486 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 334. Map 5, parcel 171.00, submitted into the record, Madam Chair. We have a copy of the applicant's site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, and we have a copy of the applicant's presentation, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Okay, Chair recognizes Mr. Davidson.
Good afternoon, and congratulations, Madam Chair, and
Thank you, Vice Chair
Mears, and welcome to the Commission, Mr. Allen. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates. I'm here today representing the applicant, which is the Unitarian Universalist Society of Southern Delaware. With me today are two of the members of the Executive Committee, Linda DeFeo and Ellen Litton. So we are here today to present an application to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an on-premise electronic message center sign per sections 115.161.1A3 on 5.91 acres more or less. The property is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is US Route 9. It has a highway classification as a principal arterial, and it's approximately 2,800 feet east of Dairy Farm Road. The property is also adjacent to other lands owned by the applicant and surrounded by AR1 lands of residential and farmlands, and is immediately adjacent to a large existing freshwater pond in the back. So the applicants have owned this property since 2014, with services starting in 2015. Property is located in a coastal zone growth area on the 2045 future land use map, and the property is also located in a state investment level 3 on the 2020 Delaware state strategies maps. Currently, the property is improved with an existing church comprising of a sanctuary hall and classrooms, existing parking areas, stormwater management areas. The building sits approximately 300 feet back from US Route 9. The property is connected to an on-site sanitary septic system. The property also utilizes an existing well for domestic water. Conditional uses are subject to provisions of Articles 4 through 24 and Section 115.22 of the Zoning Code. The purpose of the conditional use is to provide for certain uses which cannot otherwise be well adjusted to their environment in particular locations, with full protection offered to surrounding properties by the rigid application of the district regulations. So the Unitarian Universalist Society of Southern Delaware is dedicated to being an inclusive spiritual hub for the region that responds to the needs of the changing world. So with that, they are requesting a 32 square foot on-premise electronic messaging sign sitting below a 16 foot square foot illuminated on-premise sign. And I show the sign, the way Rogers Signs has put this together for the association here to be able to provide on their property. This sign's going to take place of two signs they currently have on the property at this time. One is located on the west side of the entrance here to Route 9, which is a static sign that shows the organization and what they are in their places of the time and places of the events that they have at the church. And then they have a messaging sign on the east side of this entrance here. So the sign placement will meet the minimum sign setbacks in the AR1 district per sections 115-159.1A2. We show that on the site plan showing here. We show how where the existing sign currently encroaches out in front of the existing right-of-way dedication that was part of the site plan that was done back in 2014. As you know, U.S. Route 9 being a principal arterial road now has a 100-foot right-of-way, so 50-foot back from the center line of the road is the new right-of-way. This sign will be placed 5 feet back past the and meet those minimum requirements for sign placements of the newly right-of-way dedication. The electronic messaging sign will follow the regulations that apply to all electronic messaging centers per section 115-161.1C1A through H. So the sign itself will remain fixed for the required minimum 10 seconds and will change in 1 second or less with an illumination changing simultaneously and in unison. It will have the safety features necessary for any malfunctions that should occur. The sign will adjust to all ambient lighting levels and will have automatic dimming controls. The sign will not emit any audio or verbal announcements or noises of any kind. The electronic messaging signs offers a multitude of benefits that traditional signage simply can't match, making them a popular choice for businesses, organizations, and institutions looking to enhance communication, marketing, and safety initiatives. Electronic signs can be updated instantly and remotely, allowing places of worship to adapt to the changing needs, promote services, and announce upcoming events without the cost and delay of traditional printing. Churches can tailor messaging to specific audiences or adjust content based on factors like the time of day, the weather, or events. This flexibility ensures that messaging is always relevant and impactful. The proposed EMC sign will not alter the character of the surrounding area in any manner, and that substantially limits, impairs, or precludes the use of surrounding properties. The sign will be located approximately 150 feet plus from adjacent dwellings on properties of other ownership. And the proposed conditional use meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of the district and the comprehensive plan by aligning with the underlying goals and intent of the zoning classification, serving the community and its residents, which is essential, desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And I try to be quick and precise, so that's my presentation today. And here to answer any questions that you might have.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate your promptness of that, too. We'll see if anybody has any questions on the commission. We'll start with Mr. Collins.
I do not have any questions.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
No questions.
Mr. Butler?
No questions.
How about you, Mr. Allen?
No questions.
Okay, and I don't have any either. Okay, there being no questions, we will see if anyone in the audience has any particular interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2568? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay. State your name, you may have the floor.
Hello, my name is Judy Rose Seibert, and I reside in Lewis, Delaware. So Route 9 is designated as a scenic byway, and as such, the Delaware Title II Code 2601, Section 15.4.1.5.8 says that a variable message sign may not be placed along designated scenic or historic byways. So although I love the Unitarians, I do not wish to see electronic signs on our scenic byways, and I respectfully ask that you deny this conditional use.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, is there any other discussion in the commission?
Aren't there a number of similar signs already on Route 9?
Yes, there are.
Were they erected before that?
From personal knowledge, I believe there's other signs. What I'd like to see is whether the statute that's been cited is one that applies to DelDOT versus us, and how that interplay relates to whether we permit it and whether DelDOT would themselves prohibit it. So.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions or comments from the commission? No? Okay, there being none, we will close the public hearing. Conditional use number 2568. The next item on the agenda is change of